Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome you to the 10th anniversary of the European Academy of Science Advisory Council, ESAC. And we're delighted so many of you have come to share in this event from many walks of life. And it's a pleasure to see that we have representatives here from the European Parliament, from the European Commission, ambassadors, and leaders in the science and policy areas within Europe and beyond. So welcome, everybody. And this is a celebration that we've come to. It's not a doom and gloom meeting, which is one of the things that seems to happen in Brussels these days. It is a celebration. So welcome to this special occasion for us. There's also a lot of people who've been unable to come, and they've sent warm wishes and greetings to ESAC. We've had some very interesting comments from people who have spoken very warmly of the work of ESAC and the outputs during the past 10 years. And there's a special welcome today to our speakers and to those of us who've helped to stage this event, particularly through generous financial support and support in kind, for which we're extremely grateful. Now, over the 10 years that we've been in existence, a small group of academicians and experts at that time who were involved in science and science policy perceived that the independent and authoritative voice of the best scientists in Europe needed to be expressed more strongly in Brussels than we'd experienced in the past, both in Brussels and Strasbourg. And this resulted in a constructive development, which meant that it was building on those areas that already existed, but enabled the scientists of Europe to have an independent voice to speak to those who are involved in policy making. It led to a spontaneous initiative, and that gained momentum over the last 10 years. Eventually, a formula emerged through which the urgent challenges of the day could be addressed by scientists, whether their views were asked for or whether they were not asked for. And so we want to briefly tell you something about the dialogue between science and policy that has developed from an ESAC point of view, which involved initially, in particular, the Royal Society and the Royal Swedish Academy. But to add to that the substantial and very important involvement in recent years of other academies, and in particular the German Academy of Sciences, Leopoldina. So just to run through a few illustrations of what is ESAC, Collective Voice of National Academies, Member States. It's an instrument of independent scientific advice for policymakers in the European institutions. It involves national science academies, the networks of scientific excellence, and a task is the authoritative science-based policy advice. It has 24 national academies. Switzerland and Norway are also represented, as well as Academia Europea, ALIA, and FEME as an observer. The purpose is to enable the National Science Academies of Europe to fulfill their task of giving relevant, authoritative, and timely science-based advice to their governments and societies by being present in Brussels. It's important, I think, just to remind ourselves that, so far as we can assess, something like 70 to 80% of our new legislation of EU member states stems directly or indirectly from Brussels. The organizational structure is relatively simple. It has a council, a bureau, a secretariat, and a Brussels office. The secretariat is based at the Leopoldina. The Brussels office is based in this building, and we're immensely grateful to the Royal Belgian Academies for being able to use this as a very important base for us in Brussels. We focus on three main areas: biosciences, energy, environment, for which of each there's a secretary, and there are working groups and panels that are set up as we require them. Some of the reports that we've published in recent times, engineering material, nanomaterials, infectious diseases, EU public health and innovation policy, synthetic biology, realizing European potential in synthetic biology, water, climate change, transforming EU's electricity supply. Those are some of the outputs that many of you will, I hope many of you have read, and I hope most of you have seen. Currently, we're working on projects together with Some Things for the Future, plant genetic resources for food and agriculture, direct-to-consumer genetic testing, biodiversity targets, sustainable biofuels, carbon capture and storage, the need for new antimicrobial drugs, and marine sustainability. I should also add to that, as a result of a further discussion we had at our bureau meeting this morning, we're seeking to set up a specific project on GM crops. Among the recent developments, which you may like to hear about, is that ESAC has become an affiliated network for Europe of the Inter-Academy Panel, which is the global network of science academies. And we've been selected by the AAP to function in Europe in that context. We publish articles and letters, scientific journals, Science Translational Medicine, Tuberculosis and Nature, and this is another way in which the work of ESAC becomes more widely recognized internationally. We've done reviews for the US Department for Energy by invitation, and also the German Ministry for Education and Research, specifically on the issue of nuclear energy. We strengthened our links with the EU Commission through a letter of intent with the Joint Research Centre, which has been an important development for us, and we're looking forward to developing a specific project every year with the GRC. You may have noticed previously that I referred to a piece of work that we did with the GRC and published a report on nanomaterials, which we launched in this room. We've established a closer connection with STOA Science and Technology Options Assessment, which meets monthly in Strasbourg, of course, and STOA have invited us to have a seat at those meetings so that we can interact particularly with their work for the European Parliament. We also collaborate on several projects with NASAC, the Network of African Science Academies. That is really just beginning. But it's resulted because a number of the African academies have said to us that they would like, having noted the work that we do and the reports that we publish and the statements, they would ask us the question, how do you do this? How do we provide scientific advice for policymakers in our African countries? So that very briefly is to give you a picture of some of the things that have been happening over the in recent years in particular. So it's now my great pleasure and privilege to welcome the Minister for Education, for Research and Education in Germany, Dr. Annette Schavan, who's held this position since 2005. She's a strong supporter of science and research, and she studied education sciences, philosophy, and theology in Bonn and Düsseldorf. She has a doctorate on conscience formation. She has numerous distinctions from Berlin, Cairo, Jerusalem, and Japan, and she was instrumental in the formation of the Leopoldina as the German Academy of Sciences. We're very indebted to you, Dr. Schavan, for your support of this event, and we greatly look forward to hearing what you're going to tell us about what do policymakers expect from science. Dr. Schavan, please welcome.